WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine now to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something that had been prohibited until now. ABC News contributor and former State Department senior official Steve Ganyard.
The significance of giving a TACMS to the Ukrainians is that it will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas, and hopefully blunt the attack on Ukrainian forces inside of Kursk.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as the next FCC chairman. He has called big tech the censorship cartel and says it must be dismantled. Vivek Ramaswamy heading up Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside Elon Musk, suggesting they delete entire federal agencies. Also nominated over the weekend, fracking exec Chris Wright to head up the Department of Energy. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers announces $1 million in grant funding to address teacher shortages in Wisconsin. Nonprofit organizations in the state can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawnee County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2020. The case has been delayed as both sides went back and forth over the admissibility of evidence. And rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW-Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key that can help push back at the long, dark winter months. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time it all winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. 53 today, 48 tonight. Rain ending 59 will be our high tomorrow. If you're up for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you 6:03 on Monday morning. You just heard Sean Cable talking about it. We have rain this afternoon. It's 30 outside right now, so you need a jacket and an umbrella. You don't want to get caught off guard without that umbrella today, so make sure you take that along with work to you. Here is Brian Adams on Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. But when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Join Emily and I at our first public appearance this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Back Road Baraboo Motors. Bring along a canned item and get a Max FM sticker to help out with the food drive. We'll get you some more details later this morning. Here's Paul Abdul.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Don't forget to text those birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970, or use the free Civic Media app. Emily and I will be talking about those at 7:40 this morning. Coming up this morning, we will also talk about what happened over the weekend with some of our sporting events with the Badgers and the Packers. Kind of a crazy game yesterday if you didn't get to watch that. Chris Hovell and I will be analyzing that right at 8:35 this morning. We're going to talk about what happened during that game, probably some things that should have happened during that game as well. Coming up with the Proclaimers on Max FM.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Backroad Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo or visit baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Backroad Baraboo Motors.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500. The man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500. The man who goes along with you. And when I come
hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. This Saturday, it's the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade. 99.7 Max FM and Civic Media will be broadcasting that live on our Facebook page in conjunction with Baraboo Broadcasting, showing that on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. The parade kicks off at 6 p.m. Our coverage will start right around 5:45 p.m. on Saturday night. Here's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Answer.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday morning. We have a very busy weekend ahead. We have the Wine Walk in downtown Baraboo on Friday night. That goes from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So if you're out and about on Friday night, not participating in that, there will be a lot of people in downtown Baraboo. On Saturday, it's the downtown Baraboo Christmas Market. This is happening from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's the prelude to the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade. That kicks off at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. If you're not able to attend that, we will be streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Coming up, we will have a look at sports, a look at weather, news by Genesis on Max FM.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello. This is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
The Packers made enough mistakes to lose, but Kyle Brooks blocked a 46-yard field goal on the final play to give the Packers a 20-19 win over the Bears at Soldier Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love completing 13 of 17 for 261 yards with a touchdown pass and a touchdown run in the win. Week 11 of the NFL season coming to a close tonight. Cowboys playing host to the Houston Texans in Arlington. After Wisconsin fell to number 1-ranked Oregon 16-13 on Saturday, Coach Luke Fickell fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, on Sunday. Under Longo this season, the Badgers ranked 10th in the 18-team Big Ten in points at 23.9 a game and 9th in yards at 363 a game. Fickell didn't name an interim replacement yet for that job. Bucks coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for his criticism of officiating in Saturday's 114-113 loss to the Charlotte Hornets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain, a half inch to an inch or more possible by the time it all winds down late tonight into tomorrow morning. 53 today, 48 tonight. Rain ending 59 will be our high tomorrow. If you're up for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
99.7
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It's 6:33 a.m. on Monday morning. Don't forget that umbrella. Here's Genesis, Land of Confusion on Max FM. Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. I'm going to talk about the details of Emily and I's first appearance this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Back Row Fairview Motors. Get those canned goods ready now. We need your help to build a truck Friday at 11 a.m. at Back Row Fairview Motors. I'm going to tell you all the details after Van Halen on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not done. One more time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Emily and myself will be at Back Rope Airborne Motors this Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for our first public appearance and live event. This is to help with the second annual Feed the Need food drive to help Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Join Emily and I as we help fill up the truck from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Back Rope Airborne Motors. We need your help to help our neighbors in need. These items include canned soup, canned chicken and tuna, mac and cheese, applesauce pouches, boxed meals, Jell-O and pudding cups, peanut butter and jelly. Join myself and Emily from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we will be handing out Max FM stickers to anyone that donates at Back Row Baraboo Motors from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this coming Friday. So please stop out and say hi and help out a great cause. Our 50-minute music tour continues with Cutting Crew on Max FM.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 6:53 on Monday morning. Coming up at 7, we'll have a look at national news, state news, and an update on weather. Here's Cutting Crew on Max FM.
I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. By the bedside table, the curtains closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. I'm
picture or find another man. Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat, yeah. Tell me what it takes. Hung me out to dry.